Welcome to Holden Evening Vespers. My name is Nancy Copeland Payton. I'm from Sandpoint, Idaho. And I'm delighted to be here as part of the teaching staff for this incredible Elder Village Week. The opening sentences tonight, you have a response that is from Psalm 91. The response to the opening sentences is, I will be with you. This is God speaking to all of us. I will be with you.
I will be with you.
In the dawn, rising over the mountains, which burst the activities of the days, God reminds us, I will be with you. In the dusk, which is now falling, and opens the door into the dark silence of the night, God says,
I will be with you.
In the gathering of this community, God surely says,
I will be with you.
In our joys and our sorrow, our pain and our celebrations, let us remember, God says,
I will be with you.
Come, let us worship the God who is with us always. The first hymn will be number 503. Let us pray. God who accompanied us on all our journeys, from womb through through life and through death into life. From the dawn that begins every day to the sunset that ushers in the night, we give you thanks. We give you thanks for the gifts which you shower upon our days. And we give you thanks for your abiding and unending presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For the past 1,500 years, brothers and sisters have been praying the Psalms at about this time of night, as the sun sinks below the horizon and the skies darken, and the silence of night, giver of rest and renewal, comes in to our lives. The monastic communities have given us a gift. One of the last words that is said before they go to sleep is from Psalm 91. So I invite us all to be aware of this psalm rising up from places around the globe as dusk descends. It truly ushers us in to the silence that will come between now and dawn. So as this psalm is read, I invite you to pray it. Listen to it, let it into you, and let it become your prayer.
Psalm 91. You who dwell in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, say to God, my refuge and my strength, my God in whom I trust. For God will save you from the snare of the fowler, from the destroying pestilence. With pinions God will cover you, and under God's wings you shall find refuge. God's faithfulness is a guard and a shield. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the plague that destroys at noon. Because you cling to me, I will deliver you. I will protect you because you know my name. You shall call upon me, and I will answer you. I will be with you in times of trouble. I will deliver you and glorify you. I will grant you length of days and show you my saving power. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Reading from the book of Exodus, commencing in the third chapter. Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led his flock beyond the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of a bush. He looked, and the bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. Then Moses said, "I must turn aside and look at this great sight and see why the bush is not burned up." Then the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see. God called to him out of the bush, "Moses, Moses," and he said, "Here I am." Then God said, "Come no closer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground." God said further, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. God said, "The cry of the Israelites has come to me. I have seen how the Egyptians oppress them. So come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" God said, "I will be with you." Let us listen to what the scripture is saying to us this night.
I invite you to get comfortable. Close your eyes if you'd like. So we're going to walk into the place beyond the wilderness with Moses. I'm going to read the scripture through verse by verse, and ask you one or maybe two questions that I invite you to ponder for the seconds of silence afterwards. Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led his flock beyond the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. Are there wilderness places in your life? Where are they? And what are they like? There an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of a bush. He looked, and the bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. Are there angels in your life? Who are they? When have you met them? Then Moses said, "I must turn aside and look at this great sight and see why the bush is not burned up." What might you need to turn aside from to be more aware of God and God's presence in your life? When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, "Moses, Moses." And Moses said, "Here I am." Then God said, "Come no closer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground." When do you stand on holy ground? Do you remove your shoes? God said further, "I'm the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. When do we hide from God? And of what are we afraid? The cry of the Israelites has now come to me. I have also seen how the Egyptians oppressed them. So come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? And God said, I will. Let us pray together to the God who is with us indeed. I invite you to join in and pray your intercessory prayers along with me in the spaces, either silently or from the depths of your heart. God, who is with us always and everywhere, hear our prayer for those who are sick or hurting. Pray this night for Marcia. O God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, who is with us, hear our prayer for those who are hungry this night and without shelter. God, who is with us, hear our prayer for troubled places. Places where people's lives are torn by war and strife. God, who is with us, hear our prayer for those we love. God, who is with us, hear our prayer for ourselves and for all those who yearned for you. May we all be able to hear the words you spoke to Moses. I will be with you. Amen. Amen. Page 461.
Thank you.
as the Celts would remind us, the God who is behind us and before us, on our right and on our left, below us and above us, without us and within us. That God says, I am with you. I have called you each by name. Come, come and follow me. I will bring you home. And that God says, I love you and you are mine. Go now, my friends. Go in peace. And serve the living God.
Thanks be to God.